This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis has extended for another 30 days the disaster declaration stemming from the coronavirus pandemic, first issued in March of last year. He also extended an order that temporarily suspends certain regulatory statutes, including one involving issuing marriage licenses. Some Democratic state lawmakers want to audit Colorado's school accountability system, which rates schools based on test scores and other measures. Denver's newly formed Union of School Principals supports the idea. Principal Moira Coogan leads the Denver Center for International Studies at Montbello.
Does the system measure public education and instruction accurately, effectively, and fairly?
Coogan says the stakes are high because schools rated poorly on test scores face being closed or reorganized. A similar proposal failed in the legislature last year. Some electric utilities are struggling to meet demand because of cold weather. Yesterday, northern Colorado residents were asked to cut back on their electricity use. The Platte River Power Authority says the company's solar and wind resources were affected by snow and ice. Turbines at the Mountain Park Electric in Granby froze over the weekend. The cold snap is driving up the price of natural gas as renewables try to keep up around the country. It is 1 degree in Pueblo at this hour, 7 degrees in Colorado Springs, 12 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.